Today, I am proud to begin with a man who once held the office I am now privileged to occupy, and one who has more than earned this honor. From his earliest days as a student and athlete, President Gerald Ford was destined for leadership. He was an outstanding player on the Michigan football team in a segregated era, and his horror at the discrimination to which one of his teammates was subjected spawned in him a lifelong commitment to equal rights for all people, regardless of race. He served with distinction on an aircraft carrier in the Pacific in World War II. 30 years later, as Republican leader of the House, and with the strong support of his colleagues in Congress in both parties, he was chosen to fill the vacancy in the vice presidency, which imposed on him subsequently the awesome responsibility of piloting our nation through the stormy seas of Watergate. Steady, trustworthy, Gerald Ford ended a long national nightmare. He also ended a long and bitter war. And he signed the Helsinki Treaty on Human Rights that sent a signal of hope to people throughout the world and hastened the fall of communism. When he left the White House after 895 days, America was stronger, calmer, and more self-confident. America was, in other words, more like President Ford himself. During 25 years in the House of Representatives and as House Republican leader, he won respect from both sides of the aisle. It is not just his penchant for hard work or his acknowledged mastery of everything from budgets to foreign policy to defense, but the way he conducted himself, arguing his position forcefully on the House floor, but at the end of the debate, always reaching over to shake the hand of his opponents. Gerald Ford knew when to put politics aside and when to put the interests of our nation first. The respect he commands has grown in the years since he left office, whether advising presidents in the Oval Office, are defending affirmative action or making the case for free trade on the editorial pages of our leading newspapers. His opinions are still very much sought after. I am immensely grateful for the wise counsel he has given me over the years. And I think I can speak for Hillary and for all Americans when I also express my appreciation and thanks to Betty Ford, a tremendous First Lady who has demonstrated dignity, strength, and resolve and inspired those qualities in millions of others in the way she has shared her life with us. President Ford represents what is best in public service and what is best about America. Colonel, please read the citation.
Gerald R. Ford. Gerald R. Ford assumed the presidency and led America during a time of unprecedented challenge. Building on bonds of trust forged during 25 years of exemplary public service in the United States Congress, he guided our nation towards reconciliation and a reestablished confidence in our government. A leader of character, courage, decency, and integrity, he earned the nation's enduring respect and gratitude. America is forever indebted to Gerald R. Ford, 38th President of the United States, for his legacy of healing and restored hope.